KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. As we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Today, my partner in crime, Emily Sinkhorn, and I will be chatting about all the things that are going on here in Humboldt County and also new guidelines about Rails with Trails set forth by the Rails to Trails Conservancy. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
It's just us today. Just us-ins.
Yes, well, we have so much to talk about.
Yes, indeed. All righty, well, let's just launch into it then.
Well, recently the Rails with Trails Conservancy, that really is the national kind of organization that really tries to assist communities and, you know, to support rail to trail and rail with trail projects and really connecting communities.
Mm-hmm.
And they recently put out a report, and it's less of guidelines as case studies of all of the rail with trails in, kind of across the nation.
Okay, interesting.
And yeah,
how many are there?
There are, let's see, I think like total trail miles is 1,400 miles of rail with trail.
Wow.
I think there's 161 rails with trails in 41 states.
Okay.
And that's really gone, that's really increased a lot in the past decade. And really, usually a lot of the case studies are following communities that have more small, local, or regional private railroads or public, at, you know, which the community was really able to negotiate kind of sharing that corridor for multiple transportation uses. It's generally not on the large Class 1 across the country rail lines.
Right.
But I think as rail banking and rail to trail really, especially in the 80s, 90s, when the statute first came out that rail to trail, you know, could happen, a lot of that really got moving. And then, you know, there has been times where some local rail lines across the country have really become viable again. And in those parts of the country, mostly, you know, in the Midwest, that rail with trails really working well. There's a lot of rail with trail in cities like Portland and Seattle, So if folks are interested, it's a really interesting report, and that's what the Rails with Trails Conservancy website. One of the things I found most interesting was safety is always something that comes up.
Right, that's always a concern, saying, yeah, having a trail near a train could be dangerous.
Yeah, and even in recent discussions with the NCRA here locally, even though Rail with Trail is already existing in their corridor in some areas and is really being planned well in Mendocino County and Ukiah and in Humboldt with the Bay Trail, there still often comes up in this discussion of, well, I don't know, maybe there needs to be a further setback of the trail from the rails. And when really this report really points out that Rail with Trail is really safe, especially when designed well, and there's great standards and examples of that now.
Well, with so much actually out there now, it's no longer theory. This is documented fact.
Yeah, no kidding. And so some of the data says, you know, out of the tens of thousands of fatalities on railroad corridors in the past few decades, only one involved a trail user on a rail with trail. And so really this is, you know, suggesting that well-designed pathways provide a safe travel alternative and also kind of reduce perhaps the incentive to kind of illegally trespass or use the tracks as a shortcut when that's not designed well at all. So,
got it.
Yeah. So that was one of the more exciting things that's come out recently.
And that's available on the website? So you can, like, download it or just look at it right there?
Yeah, exactly. You can download it, Rails with Trails report from Rails to Trails Conservancy. Also, some other interesting things that are coming up. The California Bicycle Summit is happening in Oakland.
That's right. November 8th, right?
Yeah, November 7th through 10th. Okay. And there are a couple folks going locally from Humboldt County, so we'll be sure to have them on the show to talk about what they're learning.
And what's going to be discussed at this summit?
Well, a lot of things. Really, a lot around advocacy and how we can continue to advocate for a more fair share of spending on non-motorized facilities and supporting complete streets projects that really equally prioritize bicycle and pedestrian facilities on those roadways. That'll be a big focus. Also, really building kind of better bikeways and thinking beyond the Class 1 separated trail and the Class 2 bike lane and a Class 3 bike route, and trying to think beyond that. And there's and related to that, actually, there's an organization called the National Association of City Transportation Officials that really have been pushing the envelope on looking at better bikeway design. So if you go to other areas or some larger cities, and not even necessarily larger, there's a lot going on in Oregon and other places where cities are really starting to think beyond that traditional bike lane and are looking at protected bikeways that are on street but are protected by a curb
or a barrier.
Yeah, barrier of some kind. And there's really a lot of research that NACTO, this National Association of City Transportation Officials, has been bringing to that, and bringing that research from places in Europe and places, you know, here in the U.S. where the safety and the cost really play out and make, you know, kind of they really make the case that these bikeways make a lot of sense in a lot of different contexts and not just big urban cities.
Excellent. Excellent point.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the future Happy Trails, we're going to be talking about an update on the Bay Trail. But in the meantime, Caltrans is moving forward with their repaving of the safety corridor and making the lanes smaller. The car lanes are just a little bit smaller if you've been watching the repaving process going on over the past several weeks. But the one thing I haven't seen yet, and maybe you can speak to this a little, is there was talk that they were going to color the pavement on the shoulder, and although the shoulder's been repaved at this point, it doesn't appear to be colored yet.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, and that was actually something I meant to research. But mm-hmm. The pigment or the shoulder will end up being a brick red color, mm-hmm. but that pigment will be mixed with the pavement. So I'm thinking that's going to go on at a top. Like the top layer.
Okay, so there's more layers then to happen, I see.
Yeah. Okay. It does not appear that the paving is complete, and mm-hmm. I know that is part of their plan. So I think it'll really be capped with that final pigmented pavement.
Got it. Because that will help separate the shoulder. The shoulders are definitely wider now. You can see that they've done that. They're wider by at least a good foot at this point, maybe even more, maybe a few feet.
Yeah, I think they really did shift all the travel mm-hmm. lanes towards the inside. Mm-hmm. So I think they might have, in some places, been able to get almost 2 feet.
Yeah, and to be honest, I really don't notice any difference, because I travel by car between the Eureka and Arcata a lot, and I honestly can't even tell that it's more narrow on the driving portion.
Yeah, well, it'll be. I'm really glad that they're really pairing the colorized shoulder with a wider shoulder, mm-hmm. as sometimes really widening the shoulder can make that driving lane appear even larger, and may not have helped kind of narrow drivers' eyes to looking at just the driving lane, which can really affect speeds.
Right.
So I'm hoping that combination is really
with
successful.
The color, right?
Yeah. And speaking of, since we were talking about some of more innovative bikeway designs from NACTO, HCOG, our regional transportation planning agency, has been hosting a series of webinars put on by NACTO that is really looking at some of the more details of how municipalities can put in these more innovative bikeway designs, whether that's protected bike lanes or raised cycle tracks, and so that has been ongoing, and it's great that HCOG really invested in bringing that information to our, you know, small rural area And I think that will be really beneficial. The next one, if folks are interested, is November 14th. That's a Thursday at 12:45 at HCOG at 6th and I. And has really been quite helpful, quite interesting.
Webinar, I love that.
Yeah.
Is that now part of our vernacular, webinar?
I think so. Maybe, it's not quite, has been, I always called verbified, like, oh, I Googled that. I don't think I webinared today. I don't think that's happened yet, but.
Yeah, it will. It will. And we were talking at Caltrans, it's going to be starting to air some new safety PSAs. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I know really of transportation safety has been a really important discussion in the community and growing a lot. And Caltrans and District 1 received a grant a couple years ago to kind of produce a lot of PSAs around transportation safety, both for both around pedestrians and bicyclists and motorists and all users together. And those are finally being put out into the community. So there will be kind of for 6 months running these PSAs, and there's about a dozen of them, and they're really well done. Those will be on TV and radio spots for about 6 months, and also will be running in local theaters in the previews.
Good.
Ahead of time. So I'm excited to see how that venue will really work. And please be looking for those. And they have a website, arrivealivenow.org. And so hopefully that'll just be one kind of tool that, we as a community can really be, can kind of jumpstart some other discussions around transportation safety.
Excellent. Well, looking forward to that. And hopefully it'll help. There have been some pretty high-profile incidents with pedestrians, cyclists, and motor vehicles, especially in the city of Eureka, that have really gotten people to say something's got to happen, and hopefully this will help.
Yeah, and I think it's just an example of we need to really be looking at a comprehensive way to address transportation safety, both on some engineering changes but also really on a lot more community buy-in and education. And, there are so many different issues that kind of have been leading to these collisions and just a feeling of safety. So we'll be talking about that a lot in future Happy Trails.
Absolutely. All right. Anything else we need to touch on?
No, that's pretty good.
All righty. Well, excellent.
That was the whole smorgasbord, really.
We got a lot. There's a lot going on. All righty. What do we have up our sleeve next time?
Well, we'll be talking with Karen Diemer soon of the City of Arcata about Arcata's latest trail enhancements in the with the Arcata Ridge Trail, and also from what she's seeing as next steps with the Bay Trail and how the recent decision of the California Coastal Commission really will help make the Bay Trail move forward. And we'll also be speaking to the Eureka Transportation Safety Plan that the Transportation Safety Commission recently put out, which is really more of a process for citizens to address safety concerns. And so we'll be speaking to both of those things in the next few weeks.
Awesome. All righty. Thank you much, Emily.
Yeah. Thank you, Cliff.
Take care. This conversation and all conversations on Happy Trails, you will find podcasts shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.